I remember the day in New Mexico when that girl manifests with those demons. That's the most number of demons I've ever cast out of one human being in my life. That woman had 2,823 demons in her. What a battle that day. I mean, Dave had to come down. Cheryl had to come down. In fact, after a couple of hours of casting demons out of this woman is screaming, you know, using absurdities, using profanity, and I'm in a little restaurant in a hotel. And finally, I said, Lord, I mean, she's getting so wild, and, you know, these demons are, you ought to have seen that woman. Her tongue would come out of her mouth, roll over, and go back in, and she could still talk perfect. Her eyes would completely cross in the middle, completely out of sight. Her face would go into contortions I couldn't even begin to do. And every time I'd say, you demons of hell, you're coming out of her in the name of Jesus. They said, no, we're not. We have legal right to be here. I said, well, I kept on. I said, what is it gives you legal right? Now, this scripture I just read, how much power do I have over these critters? So should I be afraid of them? No. Here's this girl sitting here. She's just screaming, and I said, come out of her in the name of Jesus. Nope, we're not coming out. We have a legal right to be here. I said, well, what is the legal right? I said, she's repented of every sin. I went through that an hour with her before I started this casting out process. I said, so if you say you got legal right, she has confessed every sin. I said, demon, tell me what the sin is. They said, when she was 14 years old or something, whatever, when she was 11 or whatever, anyway. Said, in fact, I think he said 24 years ago. I believe that's what he said. He said 24 years ago, when she was a young woman, she joined the Rainbow Girls, and that was what she did that allowed us to begin to enter her. The Rainbow Girls is a demonic organization. You know, don't let your children be involved in the Rainbow Girls, you know, the Masonic Lodge. None of those things, all those things are from the devil. You don't want nothing to do with those organizations. They will bring a curse upon you and your children. And it had brought a curse upon this girl. So anyway, I said, well, in that case, now that I've learned that she has a sin here that's still here that she's never repented of, then I will just call her up and I will have her repent of that sin of joining the Rainbow Girls, and then I can cast you out. And then this is what she did. We are so interwoven in her brain. We will never allow her to repent of that sin. Oh. And do you think demons can do that? Sure they can do that. I said, in that case, then I will use John 20:23. This is a wonderful verse if you don't know it. Most of the church don't know this verse. Most of them that do know it don't believe it. Look what this says. Let's see, go to John 20:23. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. Somebody said, you mean I have the power to forgive sin? Yes. Now, most people don't believe that. Why do you have the power to forgive sin? Who lives in you? Jesus. Who? Oh, the King of Kings lives in you. You're His representative on earth. So when you forgive Sally's sins, they're forgiven because you did it as the voicing it as God's Word. Is that awesome?
That's huge.
It is huge, honey. It is huge. You can forgive their sin. So I said, no problem. I'll just forgive her sin according to John 20:23, and then I'll cast you out. And that demon's spit all over me out of her mouth. Said, nobody knows that verse and those that know it don't believe it. I said, but you're looking at a man that knows it and believes it. So I said, in the name of Jesus, I forgive her sins of her joining the Rainbow Girls 24 years ago. I said, now you demons of hell, you have no power over her. Let's go back to Luke 10:19-20 now. Flip her back to Luke 10:19-20. Look what it says there. But don't rejoice just because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your names are registered as citizens of heaven. Now, what do these things have to do to me? Obey me. Is that what he said? You don't have to rejoice because the demons obey you. Well, let me tell you, most people don't know demons have to obey you. But they have to obey you. So I said, now then that I've remitted her sins, I said, you demons of hell, come out of her in the name of Jesus and never enter her again in Jesus' name. Now then, I had just asked, how many is in there? He said, 2,823. I said, how many is in there now? 1,900. I said, in the name of Jesus, come out of her. Go to the pit of hell and stay there. Now how many is in there? 1,517. These were right on down the line. And then all of a sudden, of course, she's screaming and doing so many things. She's going wild. And I said, Lord, I got to have Cheryl down here quick. I said, if I don't have somebody else down here, I said, if I had a woman down here with me, I said, if somebody's not here in a minute with the ruckus she's raising in this restaurant, they're going to call the cops and they're going to take me off to jail because they ain't going to understand what's going on here. I said, Lord, I need Cheryl down here. Thank you, Lord. And bam, my phone rang. She said, honey, where are you? I said, I'm down here. I said, I need get yourself down here right now, woman. I need you now, right here. Boy, I'm telling you, in a heartbeat, she was in that room with me. And she sat there with that woman, and we were talking to that woman, and that woman done things you couldn't believe. I mean, that woman, she flew through the air. And, you know, I mean, she said she was okay. And I said, are you sure you're okay? She said, yes. So I said, okay, you're delivered? Yes, I'm okay. So I stand up and I'm watching her and she stands up and all of a sudden her body goes flying about 3 feet off the floor, halfway across the restaurant and hits on the floor. Wow. I go running over there and jump right in the top of this woman. I mean, it's in a restaurant now. And I'm screaming, demons come out of her. I mean, I'm straddled of a woman holding her down with both arms holding her down as she's shaking her hair and her head screaming and I'm screaming, come out of her in the name of Jesus. And as I'm doing this finally we get up and she says, okay. I said, come out of her. And she says, okay, now I'm okay. I'm delivered. I said, are you sure you're okay this time? She said, I'm okay. I said, okay. So I get up and I reach down and I take her by the hand and I raise her up and I'm got my eye on her and I'm walking back over toward the table. And just as I get there, I looked at the table to see where it was. The minute I looked at her, she come airborne, flying, hit me with both feet right here. Like I say, if you ain't cast out demons, you ain't lived. You ain't had no fun at all. It's fun. So anyway, about that time, the manager comes in. He says, y'all have got to leave. He said, everybody's leaving my hotel. He said, y'all got to get out of here. I said, okay, we'll take her up to my room. She said, you got to get her somewhere. So I told Dave, I said, Dave, let's take her up to the room, Cheryl. We all go up there. Throw this woman on the bed. Dave grabs her feet because she's trying to kick. Dave's down at the end of the bed holding her legs down. Cheryl's up on the middle of the bed with a pillow mopping up the stuff that's coming out of her face. And I'm there straddled of her holding her arms and legs down screaming demons come out of her in the name of Jesus. 7.5 hours later. I look over at the clock and I said, Lord, I got to preach in an hour. I said, when is this going to be over? This is what the king said. Son, I am a faith God. When you believe it's over, that's when it's going to be over. That's right. I mean, who has given us all power and authority over the devil on this earth? Jesus. Is that what he said? And I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among Satan and his demons, and you can crush them, and nothing will injure you. So why should I be afraid of anything? Sharon walked out the door. Great a woman of God as I've got here, and my daughter Sharon. She walked out the door the other day, and Cheryl said something. She was fixing to step on something. Cheryl said, Sharon! And Sharon jumped back. I said, holy cow, I thought I had a woman of faith here. I said, I can't believe you jumped like that. But see, I'm going to make women of faith out of these girls. Next time she walks out that door, and Sharon says, Sharon! Sharon's going to be solid as a rock. Are you not, Sharon? See, that's what we make solid rock men and women of God. We got to get to the point as a church, we know that we've been given power over the enemy, right? And I shall give you dominion and power over the church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. So who's in charge on this earth? We are. In the name of Jesus. It really is fun when you realize you are in dominion and power on this earth. That you can lay hands on the sick. That you can cast out demons. Well, anyway, when the Lord told me, he said, son, I am a faith God. And when you believe it's over, that's when it's going to be over. Man, I reached down now and I grabbed that woman. I shook her one time and I said, you demons of hell. I was down to four. There was four demons in her that would not come out. I shook that woman. I said, this is it. I am not speaking again. I am speaking in total faith. I said, you last four demons of hell, you are coming out of her and going to the abyss and you're never going to enter her again. And it's done in Jesus' name. And I jumped off of her and stood up. I said, woman, you're delivered. Get up in the name of Jesus. I guarantee you're delivered. And that woman opened her eyes. She looked up at Cheryl. She said, who are you? Looked down at Dave. He said, what are you doing down there? She had no recollection of nothing that happened that day. But that woman, we delivered that woman of 2,823 demons. And the reason she came to me in the first place, because she had a gnarling pain in her stomach. And she'd been to the doctors, everything. They couldn't find what it was. But her pain in her stomach, these last few years, had bothered her so. And she couldn't get, they couldn't fix it. They didn't know what it was. So when she came to me, I told her, it's just demons, no problem. We'll kick them out. And we did. And she got delivered. Now then, when you look at that scripture, I, Jesus, have given you authority over some of the power of the enemy. What do we not understand about all? You see why it pays good dividends to come to church? You can learn who you are in church, can't you, AA? You can learn the power and authority you have. And I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk amongst serpents and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you. But don't rejoice just because those evil spirits obey you. You know what most people in the church will say if I say, you know, you just got a demon, we kick him out. I couldn't have a demon. Sure you have. That's why you sin somewhere and you got one. Well, how do I get rid of it? It's real simple. Just repent and we drive him away. That little 13-year-old boy was standing right here just a few months ago.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, I Can Guarantee God's Word, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.